Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
The great French philosopher Blaise Pascal put it this way when he said, "All of humanity's problems stem from a single cause, not knowing how to sit quietly in a room." In today's program, I'm going to show you why you need to know how to sit quietly in a room, and I'm going to show you how to do it. And I'm going to use a super modern biofeedback technique of hand warming, and I'm going to tie it all together with some of the things that Christ said. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. This could be one of the most important programs you've ever heard. So be sure to pay close attention.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is confidence in the Lord. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. This is Roland. Today, I'm going to bring you a very special program. I want to talk about stress in America, and I want to give you something that will help you. The 2022 Stress in America survey, conducted by the Harris Poll on behalf of the American Psychological Association, revealed that 76% of Americans reported they had experienced at least one symptom in the last month as a result of stress. Symptoms such as headache, fatigue, feeling nervous or anxious, depressed or sad, and 7 out of 10 Americans, 72%, based on the results of the Stress in America survey conducted on behalf of the American Psychological Association, reported that 7 out of 10 Americans experienced additional symptoms in the last month, including feeling overwhelmed, changes in sleep habits, and/or worrying constantly. Americans are under stress. The Barna Group conducted a survey of pastors and found that 38% of pastors said that they have seriously considered leaving the ministry. They are under stress. The Barna Group also found that mental health is going to be the new focus of Christian ministry for the foreseeable future. Americans are under stress. And if I've been doing anything for the past 34 years, I've been talking about how to deal with stress, how to conquer stress, even how stress can actually help you to become stronger. James said it. He said, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." So today, I want to talk about stress. Christ was the greatest stress reduction expert who ever lived. He understood stress totally and completely, and he taught us how to overcome it. For example, he taught us to forgive, because he knew that unforgiveness and grudges cause us to have stress. He told us to not sweat the small stuff. He said, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't be anxious. Don't give thought to tomorrow. Consider the lilies of the field." He understood. And he was giving you principles. Principles that will help you to live more productively and to restore joy in your life. He understood stress. Now, what you need is a little bit of help. You need a little help in overcoming your stress, because right now, if you're like most people, you are lost in your thoughts. As a matter of fact, the Stress in America survey conducted on behalf of the American Psychological Association found that some of the stress symptoms that people have include such things as anxiety, worrying constantly. You see what I mean? So, what is anxiety and worrying constantly but succumbing to thoughts, falling into thoughts, and being lost in thoughts, most of which are negative? So, you have to find a way to not fall into thoughts. We all know that when you sit around worrying, it doesn't do any good. But the problem is you do fall into worry. So I want to give you something that will help you not to fall into worrying, not to fall into excessive thought, not to fall into negativity, and thereby you will be free to see what is wise. You will be free to realize God's truth and God's love into your life. You will be free to not be lost in grudges, hurt feelings, bitterness, and so forth. See, if you're not lost in grudges, you're not lost in resentment, you're not lost in worry, you're not lost in anger, you're not lost in negative thoughts that drive the anger and drive the worry and drive the resentment, you understand? Then you are free to love, free to be patient, and free to move forward productively, to move forward with zest instead of constantly rethinking and second-guessing yourself and sitting around worrying, free to live your life. So, here's what you do. You need to get a new little biofeedback exercise that I just made. It's called sitting quietly. Sitting quietly. All you have to do is go to sheddingshackles.com. That's my website, sheddingshackles.com. And you'll see right there where it says sitting quietly.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with principles of Christian stress management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles.
Do you have a question for Roland? If so, call the listener call-in line at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Leave your name, the city you're calling from, and your message, and Roland may answer your question on the air.
The great French philosopher Blaise Pascal put it this way when he said, "All of humanity's problems stem from a single cause, not knowing how to sit quietly in a room." Welcome back. We're talking about overcoming stress. And I'm going to take the little phrase that Blaise Pascal gave us, sitting quietly in a room. And better yet, I'm going to not only show you how to sit quietly in a room, but sit quietly in a room without being lost in negative thoughts and memories and worries and doubts and fears. So here we go. In this program, I'm introducing you to a little biofeedback exercise called hand warming. That's what you need to get. And what does it show you how to do? It shows you how to do a very simple little biofeedback exercise, which is called hand warming. Many of you have heard of it. Many of you have probably even practiced it at your workplace. Probably somebody taught it to you. And so it's very simple. It's very well known. But the way I teach it, I think it's the best. I want you to get that little exercise. You can get it in two ways. Number one, you can go to sheddingshackles.com. You'll see it. Just click on it. You can watch it as a YouTube video, or you can listen to it as an MP3. and you can download the MP3 to your phone or to your computer. Use it. It's very, very simple. You learn how to sit quietly and become aware of your hand. You learn to notice your hand, to be conscious of your hand and pay attention to your hand. And as you direct your attention, your delicate awareness to your hand begins to tingle a little bit. It begins to feel a gentle tingling in it, because when you direct your gentle attention to it, it glows a little bit. It's happy to receive the attention. Your hand will feel a little warm, a little tingly. That's all you have to do. And then if you're sitting in your office quietly, or you're laying in bed, or you're sitting at your desk at home, you're sitting in your living room at home, or you're sitting in a park on a bench somewhere where you're just sitting quietly, then you could also close your eyes. And that's actually better, because then there aren't any outward distractions. And you can pay more attention to your hand. So that's it. It's very simple. But you need to use the exercise. I just gave you a little idea of what it is right now on the air. But I want you to get the exercise. It's completely free. There's nothing else that you need. You don't need anything else. You don't need to buy anything else or watch anything else or listen to anything else. All you need to do is practice that little exercise so that you get better and better and better at being aware of your hand until it tingles a little bit. And because it is a biofeedback exercise, you get better and better at it. As the days and weeks go by, you get so good at it that you can be out going for a walk and you are aware of your hand and it becomes warm and tingly. When you're sitting somewhere and there's a lot of things going on, you can at the same time be aware of your hand. You could be sitting in an office meeting and at the same time be aware of your hand as you're noticing what's going on at the office meeting. It centers you, it quiets you, it calms you, it gives you a sense of self-control. It restores your dignity. And you know what? You know what? When you are calm and you're aware of your hand, then it's easier to pray. It's easier to read a little something in the Bible and realize what you read, to be inspired by something that you read. It's easier for you to be patient with your family. It's easier thus to express love, to receive love and express love. So you've got to get that little biofeedback exercise. I call it sitting quietly. I want you to get it so that you can begin to conquer stress. You can get it for yourself. You can share it with your family. Share it with your friends. It's called sitting quietly.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
Hi. If you are suffering from stress, get upset easily, or worry a lot, then you will want to listen to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Find out how to banish upset and worry from your life permanently.
Welcome back, everyone. In this program, I'm introducing you to a little biofeedback exercise called hand warming, which is very simple and it has benefits that you can enjoy right away. It helps to calm you down and shows you that you can have some control over your own body. But better yet, I'm going to add a little something extra. I say that with this biofeedback exercise, you can also learn how to practice mental distance. And later in the program, I'm going to share with you a Bible verse where Paul actually talks about the benefits of mental distance. And I want to show you how to make that happen. And so let's continue then with the discussion. It's an important one because Americans are under stress. I want to show you how to remain the same, remain unchanged, regardless of the stresses. So here we go. The basic hand-warming exercise, which I direct you to, it's at my website, sheddingshackles.com. Sheddingshackles.com. I want you to go there and get it. You can download it, and I want you to give it a try. I want you to use it, because here's why. Let's say that you learn how to sit quietly in the room, as Pascal said. But see, I'm adding an extra dimension to it. He got part of it. But the other part is you have to learn how to sit quietly in the room without being lost in thoughts, without being lost in worries and doubts and fears and rethinking the past, or lost in fantasy to escape from reality. See, you can sit in a room and have awareness. You're aware of the birds singing outside. You're aware of the rustle of the wind in the trees. You're aware of the changing patterns of light around you as light filters through your window. You're aware of yourself, aware of your hands and your body as you're sitting there. You're very aware of now. As you're sitting quietly, you notice your hand. You become very aware of your hand. Let's pick one. How about your right hand? Let's say your right hand. And you become aware of your hand, and it starts to tingle a little bit as you're aware of it. When you're aware of your hand, when you're giving your attention to it, when you notice it, when you're conscious of your hand, it begins to tingle a little bit. It's like a delicate glow. You know, if you direct your love towards someone and they notice it and they smile and they glow like little children glow. Well, your hand glows. Your hand becomes a little warm and a gentle, delicate, tingly feeling. It's very cozy. It's very comfortable. It's very pleasant because of your attention to it. So you notice your hand. You could notice one finger at a time. It helps you to be aware of your hand. It helps you to be conscious, very conscious of your hand, with the help of noticing one finger at a time. So let's say your thumb. You're sitting there quietly in your room, and you notice your thumb. You feel your thumb. You can feel your awareness of the thumb. And now direct your attention to your first finger. And as you notice it, it begins to tingle a little bit. And now notice your second finger. And you can go from finger to finger, one at a time, to help you remain conscious of your hand. And then you can be aware of your whole hand. Well, that's the exercise. And because it's biofeedback, within a very short amount of time, you get very good at becoming aware of your hand so that it feels cozy, tingly, warm. It's like a little buzz and very pleasant. And you're in the present. Please note that this little simple exercise does not include visualization or guided imagery. You've always escaped from reality into your imagination. Now you want to go the other way. You want to be in reality. You want to be where the birds are singing and the wind is rustling through the leaves of the trees. You don't want to be lost in the virtual landscape of your imagination, where daydreams become nightmares. So keep it simple, very simple. Keep it as a hand-warming exercise. Now, here's the second thing that this wonderful little exercise will do. You can take this awareness of your hand, you can take it out into the world, and with it, a little bit of mental distance to things, a little bit of detachment to things and to people. You can take it out into the world so that you can go out in the world and go for a walk and be aware of your hand and notice things, but without having things grab your attention. Instead, you notice them as you're aware of your hand. At the same time as you're aware of your hand, you notice things and you hear things. And they are a little distant. They don't bother you. They don't irritate you. You just notice them. So this little bit of detachment that you get from being aware of your hand not only keeps you in reality and out of imagination and out of negative thoughts, but it gives you a little bit of mental distance. And that is what Paul talks about. And I'm going to share with you, in fact, my son asked the question, and I'm going to show you the Bible verse that talks specifically about what I've just been sharing with you. Now, before we take a little break and then my son will be asking the question, I want you to go to sheddingshackles.com and get the little exercise and use it. It helps if you use it and hear my voice at the same time. It'll help you to do it. It'll help you to benefit from the self-control, the composure, and the calmness that it will bring into your life. It's at sheddingshackles.com and it's called Sitting Quietly. Sitting Quietly.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Sitting Quietly exercise. You'll be glad you did.
Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out Sitting Quietly? You all know biofeedback for calming down and de-stressing. Well, that is what Roland's Sitting Quietly exercise is.
Why not have them check out the Sitting Quietly exercise? They can find it at sittingquietlyamerica.com. Once again, that's sittingquietlyamerica.com. It's a totally judgment-free zone. No hype. No pressure. Just a little exercise to help them calm down. In fact, check it out yourself. That's sittingquietlyamerica.com. Thank you.
Here's a wonderful quote from the Reverend Billy Graham. A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth again someday, and he is going to rule and reign, and it's going to be an era of glorious and wonderful peace. It'll be a God-imposed peace. It won't be peace that we're going to work out on a table in Geneva. God can do wonderful things that humans can't. The Reverend Billy Graham. Find more inspiration for your day at sheddingshackles.com. Say, Dad, I got a question. I know that taking a mental step back helps us remain calm and detached, but is there a Bible verse about being detached?
Yeah, a very well-known Bible passage on the subject is Philippians 4:11-13. And Paul says, I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry. He says, I have learned the secret of how to abide, or some people translate it to be content, in whatever circumstance.
Okay.
But here's the interesting part. The Greek word that he uses for abiding or for being content in whatever circumstance, the Greek word that he uses is autarkes. Autarkes. A-U-T-A-R-K-E-S. Autarkes. And it basically means independent of circumstances.
I see.
In other words, to be self-sufficient, to be independent of circumstances. So no matter what the circumstances are, you remain the same. So do you see? He says, I have learned the secret. And that secret is to have mental distance, to be closer to God and have a little bit of distance to thoughts, to emotions, to people, to circumstance, to stand back and watch. You could also call it detachment.
I see what you're saying.
You could say, and when you are detached, then you have what? Poise. In other words, you learn how to be in the world, but not of the world. You watch people with patience. So you love God, and you're patient with people.
Yeah, I totally get it. Thanks, Dad.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.